Where that gold-domed building is in that vicinity stood the first temple and the second temple, and the next temple will stand there as well. And underneath that Dome of the Rock there is a foundational stone. You mentioned to me as well in that radio broadcast that the foundation of all of creation took place on the Temple Mount area. Can you elaborate on that?
The tradition is that the very center of the spiritual and created universe is the place of the foundation stone on the Temple Mount. It was here from which Adam was created. It was here upon which Abraham bound Isaac, and upon which Jacob laid his head and saw the vision of the ladder, and upon which stood the Ark of the Covenant in the time of the Temple. And this is the spiritual switchboard of the whole world. According to tradition, the Temple Mount and the area of the Holy of Holies is actually also the center of the biblical Garden of Eden.
And so then Adam and Eve would have been located here in Jerusalem on that Temple Mount area, the Garden of Eden, at that time of creation.
This equation really fits very well according to Jewish teaching and tradition, because the whole role that the temple plays in the life of mankind and the spiritual fulfillment of humanity is as a means of rectifying the spiritual relationship between God and man. So this is where it all began. And then afterwards, this is where the Kohanim, who caused the influx of divine energy and radiance and blessing to come into the world, the priests serving in the temple, this is where they deal with the whole balance between man and God and causing all of this to be perfect in its relationship.
In one of our studies together, and I enjoy those so very much, you mentioned that actually Jewish tradition says the creation of Adam actually took place where the altar of the temple would be standing. Why was that?
There is a teaching that since the altar in the temple atones for mankind, how fitting it is, just as the sages teach, that God always creates a cure before he creates the illness, so also man was created from the very spot which atones for him and for his descendants.
Of course, there was, at the time when creation took place, a theocracy in this world. When man fell into sin, that was set aside, but then one day, when Messiah comes to that temple that you and your people are preparing to build, theocracy once again will be instituted here on this earth.